on Mountain Mornings with Darren McPeak and Carl Brown.
I will simply pass it over to Carl Brown, who has news for you.
So, this is, it's both sad and exciting. It's both sad and exciting here. In the business that you and I are in, that everyone in this office is in, you don't often get to say a goodbye. But over the next 3 weeks here or so, I get to do that as I am leaving Mountain FM after 7 years and change. It's tough to say. It's hard to wrap my head around, and the whole process is a bit overwhelming at the moment, but there's an exciting change. I'm staying within the radio industry and within Rogers.
Good.
I'll be,
That's great.
I'll be taking on a sales role with Country 107.1 and Star 98.3, a couple of our cluster stations in the Fraser Valley. I'll be moving out of the corridor back to Langley, closer to my family, and I'll be taking on that role as of September 14th. My last day on air with you guys here at Mountain FM will be Friday, September 11th.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Devin, you've only been with us a few months, but you're feeling it too, yeah?
I'm sad.
I know.
The big guy's leaving.
I'm sad, Carl. Yeah.
You know, when I found out that I was coming to Mountain FM, I'd done a stint previously with you. It was brief.
Yeah.
It was in 2008. I worked part-time for a couple of months.
It was the summer that I had actually started with Mountain FM.
You came on after me.
Yeah,
I would do like Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, 12 to 6.
Right.
And then I came into the old building that we were just talking about there from 6 until 10. That was my first gig, was 6 until 10 Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was roads and weather.
Yeah.
That was all they let me do. So somewhere over the last 8 years in the corridor here, a 22-year-old restaurant manager who desperately needed a fresh start got to co-host a morning show for a number of years and work really closely in the community. And it's been incredible. It's been incredibly life-changing. It's been inspiring, and it's really tough to leave.
Yeah.
Really, really, really tough to leave. There'll be an article posting up shortly on mountainfm.com, kind of detailing the move and, you know, some details on exactly how I got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And some thank yous to some key people along the way. So have a look at that. We'll share it on the Facebook page as well. But I'm here for. I get to do the Derek Jeter victory lap. I'm calling it here. He announced his retirement, and he still had 162 games to play. So I've got a number of weeks with you guys. I'm still going to be out in the community. I've still got on locations this Saturday and next.
Yeah.
And I'll still be there for the mini putt challenge. If we were talking about it earlier,
good.
You might want to get your entries in for that. That will be my last official event on Thursday, September 10th, with Mountain FM, so you might want to be there for that if possible. Come out and see it if you want to say hello.
Yeah.
But yeah, Friday, September the 11th will be my last day on air here with you guys. Then I'll make the move to the Valley, and I'm right back in the saddle as of Monday the 14th, so no rest for the weary.
I remember when I worked part-time with Carl back in 2008, Devin, you'll appreciate this. I recognized the talent in Carl, and I thought, oh, what a voice on that guy. He has a big, you know, big booming voice, you know, and he's funny. They didn't give you a lot of opportunity to talk, but you snuck the odd thing in, and I thought, this guy's good. And then I went away, and when I found out about 2 years ago that I was coming back here, and I knew you were a part of the morning show, I thought, okay, good, because I didn't know anybody. And I thought, okay, good, well, Carl's there. Carl's going to be I'll reconnect with Carl. And my first day in the door, I introduced myself to you because you didn't know I was coming.
No,
it was a weird situation.
Yeah.
Carl didn't know I was coming. So I extended my hand and said, hey, Carl, it's me. We worked together part-time in 2008. And Carl looked at me and said, I don't remember you.
Gonna miss that, Carl.
You have to know my stress levels coming into that job as a guy who'd never gone to radio school or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, okay, like I can't, you know, I was left to my devices there very much. So I was a bit tunnel visioned at the time, but we definitely got reacquainted over the last couple of years here. And I'll definitely miss doing this, and I'll miss all the people in this office and in this corridor throughout. But as you said, we've got a few weeks left here to have some fun, to give away some prizes, to do a mini punt challenge, to send somebody to the Foo Fighters, to do a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
So we've got a few weeks here to do that, and I look forward to that. And let's make the most of it, and we'll do a big send-off on the 11th. All right, check out the article, mountainfm.com. It should be up there now, and we'll get it over to the Facebook page as well. Thanks, guys.
We love you, Carl.
Now, roads and weather.
I love you guys, too.